Hello there, and welcome to yet another episode of the Verzian Chronicles. This is episode number 29 of season 3. Knights of the Old Republic. Let's get right back into it. We are on Korriban. We're about to take out Shadow, and I believe Shadow and Karth for this part of the adventure, as both of them have interesting things to do. Now, what I'm going to do is I am actually going to focus. We're going to focus currently on the Shadow portion of the quest, so that we can finish that up quicker. Because if I'm not mistaken, if we are to do something later, we can't have Shadow in the party, and she is not a permanent. As far as I understand, she's not a permanent partner in the party because she does replace Bastila, and yeah, other party things. Anyways, so. Let's exit the Ebon Hawk. We're going to grab Shadow and HK. And standing out in front of the Ebon Hawk.
You're the one. You're the one he said would come here. You're the one he seeks. You are the betrayer. You are Matilda.
Kipuna Nabonsha.
How do you know that name? Who are you?
He spoke to me, the black-robed man. Told me you would come here. He told me that the disturbance he created would coax you from your hiding place.
Kipuna Nabonsha.
Do not speak in riddles. I have killed for less.
He says that long ago you betrayed him. He says that you killed him. But now he has returned. The black-robed man. He says he was once your master. Your Jedi master.
Pudu.
No. He was killed in the Mandalorian Wars. I saw his death with my own eyes. You, who are you? Who would you... Why would you speak to me of this man? This dead man. I'm sorry. What's going on here?
The dead man. He approached me. And promised me great riches and great power. But in return for this charity, I must first cleanse the galaxy of the creature which betrayed him.
I will ask this only once. Where is he? I will find out for myself if he's truly alive. Did you hear me? Tell me what I want to know, or I will break you.
He promised me great riches. He promised me great power. But in return for this charity, I must cleanse the galaxy of the creature that betrayed him. You!
And he pulls out a vibro sword. Okay. All right, so we're about to do some vibro sword fighting. I'm going to start with a force wave. And it immediately knocks him over. How surprising. Hopping up with a bit of a... bit of some flurries. Wow, he fell really fast. Okay. Like, really, really fast. He's holding his head, screaming, kind of like,
The pain! The pain of failure!
Kipuna Nabonsha.
Now you will tell me what I want to know.
I was in a bar, drinking. Had a bad day. Lost all my credits at Bazaar. Then he came. He promised me power, promised me riches. He promised to take away the pain.
Where is he now? Why has he not contacted me himself?
He told me he was headed to a place called the Korriban Wastes. That's all I know. All I wanted to know.
Oh, shit. He just died right in front of me. The hell? Okay. It appears my fears have been confirmed. Okay, Korriban seems to be a strange place for a Jedi Master to travel to. A place I had left behind. A place I had forgotten. It's returned to haunt me. No. As your shadow, I can't... I mustn't allow this to weaken me. I am better than this. Quiet. We can continue this when we're on the... We need to return to the Ebon Hawk. It's no longer safe for us to remain here. I understand, my lord. We shall return to the Ebon Hawk at once. So back to the Ebon Hawk. Okay. And now I have to figure out where the hell she is. I'm assuming she is in the only where Bastila stands, because she is a Bastila stand-in currently. So let's go and talk with her and figure out what exactly is going on. Shadow, tell me what's going on. Solomon, I had forgotten you. Are you truly alive? Solomon, was this man once important to you? Solomon was a Jedi Master. He was my Jedi Master. Okay, who is Solomon's the one that trained you in your Jedi ways? He rescued me from my life as a slave on the planet in the Outer Rim called Sieldron, and then brought me into the Order. I became his Padawan, his protege. Solomon was of the Ikani, a culture of warriors who perceived combat as a form of self-expression and communication. Even before becoming a master, he was considered by many to be the greatest among the Ikani. Although a lifetime ago, I can still recall a time under his tutelage. I wasn't born an Ikani, nor a Jedi, yet through my years of training, I was shaped into both. He demanded only perfection from me, and from his niece Talana, who would often seek informal training from her uncle, despite not officially being apprenticed to him. That explains your skills in combat. The Ikani are great warriors. When Solomon rescued me, amid the slain corpses of my former masters, he said, "You can become that which saved you, my child, for the path of Jedi is now yours to walk. Be warned, a path filled with challenge and difficulty. You can become the greatest of Jedi, never become at this moment. For even in the darkest hours, we can all draw strength from once we once were. It's what we since have become. Identity is important. Never forget this child. And to remind me of my former life of the child on Sil, he gave me a nickname, a child's name, Matilla." Okay. This explains why you believe the messenger on Korriban. The name meant only to be shared between master and apprentice. It was never easy, but I never knew that if I never gave in, I would be stronger for it in the end. I was right, and I grew into a powerful warrior, well-versed in the histories and tradition, both the Jedi and the Ikani. I was happy, so was Solomon. Yet history was on the move, and things would soon change. The Republic was fighting a losing war. Despite their cries for help, the Jedi refused to intervene. Speaking of the Mandalorian Wars, aren't you? Yes, I am. As the Outer Rim burned and Jedi Order did nothing, many of us would begin to question our own beliefs. I was no exception. I wanted to join the battle to free the Outer Rim from Mandalorian tyranny and honor our most basic responsibilities as Jedi, to protect the weak from injustice. Yet Solomon thought differently. Like many of the Masters, he was a veteran of the Great Sith War, and he was hesitant to intervene in a new conflict so soon after the last one's destructive end. And on a more personal level, he didn't trust you, Revan, to lead that intervention. Yet my feelings towards you were different. In my eyes, you represent the epitome of what I wanted to become, a powerful and honorable warrior who would defend the weak from tyranny at whatever the cost. It was these differences of opinion which formed the crack in which was the strongest of relationships. When I openly defied Solomon and joined the Revancists, our relationship was shattered. What became of him? I did, but I was not the same woman he once knew. War changes people, and on Terrace, the planet besieged by Mandalorian forces, war would change me. In a battle where I sought to liberate, I would only condemn. I had forgotten my master, yet he had not forgotten me. All right, we're going into a flashback. Woohoo! I think. Blaster, fire, explosions, screams. I had lost myself in the soundscape of war as we fought to free Terrace from Mandalorian occupation. It was a hard-fought battle and a costly one. For the Republic, for me, it was a battle that would become later known as the Second Battle of Terrace. It's a black screen we stare at. Music begins in the background.
Master Jedi! Master Jedi! The Mandalorians are in disarray. Their defensive lines are weakened.
We should push the Mandis back whilst we still have a chance.
What information have we received from intelligence? How many more Mandalorians are expected to reinforce the front line?
Our forces have gained an advantage, but it's only a matter of time before the Mandi reinforcements reach this sector.
The soldiers are giving everything they have and more, but if we're still dug in like this when those reinforcements arrive, we won't survive for much longer.
Then we must go on the offensive. We must charge the enemy lines and defeat them as they come. Arms, soldiers, attack the enemy. Revan demands we secure this walkway, and I, for one, do not intend to disappoint. Okay, so they're on Terrace right now, fighting in this war. Now, we are using a standard Tarrasian map. This is the same map we used in the early episodes, and we're going right to war with the Mandalorians. Now, I don't know what she has in terms of the Force. She has standard Force push. And it looks like she has improved Flurry. So we're going to lead with the Flurry and let it go on. 1,000 experience a pop. I am... What? But we're missing a lot, so it's weird. We're missing a lot, and it looks like the Mandalorians, yeah. What's weird is it's weird seeing Republic soldiers fighting alongside what would be, It's just weird. It's weird, and I don't know what level I am considered right now. He's wearing what's called a Jedi Crusader robe, and I don't know what that is. It's a resist energy. It's a resist robe. That's pretty cool, I guess. I've never heard of it before, but I like the robe in general. I don't really know what level she is. She's considered level 20 here. So I don't know why she would have lost levels in the past and why her loadout for abilities is just so... Eh? But okay. And now the battle is won.
We have defeated the Mandalorians. The Republic is victorious.
Don't you dare let your guard down, soldier. The Mandalorian reinforcements have arrived. Prepare yourselves. Are we about to have to fight more Mandalorians? It does look that way. Okay. All right. I just hesitate to think that this is good. Way to do anything, honestly. It's one of those things where I'm like, why would you... Can I move, please? There we go. Okay. Come on. What are you doing? My character just keeps getting stuck every time I try to do lightsaber throws, and it's really kind of frustrating. There we go. And I love the fact that I'm like throwing the lightsabers, and that's like my thing. From the back side, doing 35, 40 damage a piece. Just bop, 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 bop. And because I have so much Force energy, it's like it's nothing. It's an easy fight. Three more Mandalorian soldiers are standing in front of me on the Tarrasian walkway. And they step forward.
For Mandalore!
For Mandalore, buddy. All right. And now they have three lightsabers. Not lightsabers. Sword sabers. Sabers? Sabers, swords. All right, we can get back to our lightsaber throwing ways. Okay, well, now we have a problem because they're now doing stupid things. All right, my Force, my lightsaber throws is just continuing to do their thing. It's weird. She has wound, which I'm not entirely sure why a lightsider would have wound. Because wound is very much one of those dark side abilities. But this might show that she was already on the path to the dark side for taking this this set of battles on. Maybe that's kind of the idea. But the Mandalorian Master is now about to fall. For giggles, I'm going to do shock just to see what happens because I haven't used it yet. And it did exactly what I expected. There's nothing we can gain from these fights. These are just fights, really. I kind of wish these were just, like, cutscene fights. But whatever. The battlefield fell silent as the last Mandalorian fell. It was a scene that would soon be repeated across many battlefields of the galaxy as the war drew closer to its finale. The Revan's intervention had saved the Republic from what was once a certain defeat. We challenged Mandalorian ferocity with lightsabers in hands and began to push them back into the unknown regions. All right, she's now sitting on the Tarisian floor, meditating is what it looks like. This is, says, using Akani techniques to calm the emotions which had consumed me during battle. I thought how far I'd come since joining you on Dantooine. I join your movement out of my simple and naive nature to protect the innocent from tyranny. It was what motivated me to keep fighting, to keep weathering the horrors of war on almost daily basis. I mean, you're killing people. Yet, what was this that I had chosen? What I wanted? What was it that I wanted? It no longer brought me the same comfort or sense of self-righteousness it once did. Or it changed my perspective of events. What I once saw was merely a conflict between good and evil was now something different, something more sinister. Okay, explain. In many ways, it was a conflict of sacrifice. Victory had and would continue to come at a grave cost to us all. And even the strongest of Jedi would only withstand so much before they themselves were forever changed. Correct? It was then I came to a realization. One day I would no longer be the Jedi who joined the Mandalorian Wars to save the innocent. One day I would forget the child from Sayaren. That day, he appeared. Okay.
Matilda.
Okay.
At last, amid the battlefields of the Outer Rim, I have found you.
It looks like Solomon standing there. Solomon, you should not have come. Not here. This is my world, one of conflict and sacrifice. A world which you chose to forsake.
Matilda, conflict and sacrifice serve as the evolution of character. In war, we can find ourselves or redefine ourselves, but only if we fight with all our heart for a cause that we believe in.
Do not speak to me of uncertainty, Solomon. You of all people should know that it was not I nor Revan who could not decide on what course of action to pursue while the Outer Rim burned.
Battle for battle's sake serves no purpose. If we wage war on impulse without preparation or thought to consequence, we leave ourselves exposed. Then war consumes us, changes us, transforms us into something we are not.
Kipuna,
please do not read you. Regurgitate Jedi Council words. I have already heard them enough for one lifetime. They were wrong, Solomon. But not only that, they were fools. As Jedi, we have a duty to protect the innocent. And I will not stand by and do nothing while they are innocent slaughtered. I would have thought if you of all Jedi would understand that. You're an Akani battlemaster, Solomon. You should have been the first in the line to answer Revan's call to war.
Revan does not wage war like a Jedi. He shows no mercy to his enemies. He has shown a clear contempt for weakness, and he's willing to sacrifice even the innocent just for strategic gain. Revan has been consumed by this war, but you, Matilda, you still have a choice. Return with me to Coruscant, to the Jedi Order, before it's too late, before I lose you forever.
You know this is something I cannot do, nor is something I want to do. My actions here have made a difference. They have brought hope to places ravaged by war and have saved countless innocent lives.
Don't act stupid, Matilda. You can feel the manipulative undercurrents that are present in this war and know all too well that it is changing you for the worse. Act now, and we may still prevent a greater tragedy.
You desire me. You want me all for yourself, even if the destruction of the galaxy were to be the consequence. But my place is on the battlefield now. Side by side with Revan. Leave this place, Solomon. This is my world. Shakes his head.
Then it is as I had feared. You are beyond even my ability to save. Out of arrogance and short-sightedness, you have allowed yourself to be romanced by the manipulations of a rogue Jedi, and have chosen a path that will lead only to despair and regret. I truly believed I could convince you to return to the Jedi, but I was wrong.
Kipuna.
Return to the Jedi. The Jedi are guardians of peace and justice, and you and your council are for neither. You're no Jedi. Your actions would have destroyed the Republic. Makes you no better than the Mandalorians. And it is Revan's will that we destroy all that would see the Republic harm. I, for one, intend to obey that will.
I do not wish to fight you, but I will do what I must to defend myself.
And it looks like a battle's about to commence on the planet. Do I have control of this battle or not? We're facing Solomon. Facing Solomon straight down, and we are directly fighting Solomon. All right, we start with a shock. I don't know what we received and lost. I have no idea what we lost. I didn't see any item changes. Oh, it looks like he resisted whatever I threw at him. All right, and we're going to begin on the flurry path. It looks like we're just going to flurry each other till the cows come home. 9, 12, 12. Okay. This is definitely a fight against two lightsaber duelists. Except I can heal myself and he cannot. We're continuing to press the Master Flurry attack and continuing to let that do its job. We're about half health concurrently. We have just filled up our health bar again and he's still at half. We're going to hit him with a shock. Possibly a stasis. He resisted it. We're going to try for a push. Gonna use another life shield here. And he reached half, about quarter health, and the battle stopped. And now it went to a cutscene where the two warriors are battling. Shadow
is
using.
Your skill in battle has improved, yet the heart that guides that skill is plagued by doubt. You know you cannot defeat me, for you cannot even defeat yourself.
I can defeat you. I will defeat you. I swore a promise to defend the Republic from all who would see it harm. I intend to keep that promise. He's fighting with a double-bladed lightsaber while he's fighting with two lightsabers in his hands. And he attempts an attack. She falls at his feet. And it looks like
you are beaten.
He won.
It is useless to resist.
Do it then. Strike me down. Kill me. You seem so adamant in destroying the life that I have willingly chosen. So you might as well destroy me completely.
I do not wish you harm. I never have. But you are dangerous. You are allowing this war to consume you. I fear if you do not resist now, it will change you forever. You say you have chosen this path willingly, but how can you be so sure you made the right choice?
To join with Revan. To fight to defend the peoples of this galaxy from the Mandalorian threat. That is my destiny.
I feel so sorry for you, Matilda. You are lost, you are misguided, and you lack the wisdom to see the error of your ways. I must cast aside personal feelings and place my duty to the Jedi Order at the forefront of my actions. The war will consume you. The war will transform you. As an act of mercy, I will deny you this terrible fate. May you find peace in death.
Oh shit, and he's getting hit with multiple grenades, it looks like. And blaster shots coming out of nowhere.
I was so focused on the task at hand that I could not sense their growing presence.
And Mandalorians appear.
Immeasurably. It is only a matter of time before we are hit by blaster fire. Wait, could this intervention be the will of the Force? Could you be destined for something greater?
And he just ran up to fight them. I don't understand. You said it was a threat. You said it was your duty to end me.
Sometimes even duty must be cast aside to do what's right. I do not know why the Force has chosen to spare you, but I will not question its will. You have been given a chance to make amends. Do not squander it.
So
run,
now,
Matilda. Use this chance to escape, but you must never forget.
Okay, so there's now an orbital bombardment, it looks like,
and... You must never forget the child on Sliheron.
Sliheron is the word that I kept mispronouncing. Anyways, it looks like he is under assault by four Mandalorians and then apparently died on Mandalorian from an orbital bombardment. as Shadow continues to run, or Matilda continues to run, I guess. All right. I get it, I think. I narrowly escaped the destruction of the walkway that the Mandalorian field marshals had decided to deny the Republic. I stood at the edge and watched the Rectus fall into darkness, and with it, the last vestiges of my past. Though Solomon was gone himself, his last words to me remained, "Never forget the child on Slaheron." Those were the words he spoke upon our first meeting, the words that haunted my thoughts up until the war's end. It was the unspeakable promise I made to him as a child, a promise which I chose ultimately to break. Perhaps this is why he's returned. He learned that his sacrifice was in vain and seeks a vengeance because of it. If I am a target of Solomon's revenge, then so be it. I will meet him once more on the field of battle. All right, and we're back in the spaceship. And let's continue to talk to Shadow. Though once more of my history is revealed to you, Solomon's death on Terrace served as the point which I finally freed myself of all the bonds which still linked me to my old life in the Jedi Order. Yet I was wrong. Solomon was no longer a mere memory, but a very real threat. So you think he survived? Had he survived, he would reestablish a connection with the Jedi Order during the years since our encounter on Terrace. Yet our spies never reported his presence on any worlds affiliated with the Jedi since his death. Right? If we discover he's alive, what will you do? I cannot say, but whatever happens, I will remain your shadow, a servant of your will. Did you command me to kill him once more? I will obey. Manipulation is not the way of a Jedi Master. Bad feeling about that. If he's truly alive, then we should confront until we confront him, I cannot know for certain what his intentions are. All right, if his messenger words are believed, Solomon is heading towards a place named the Korriban Wastes. It's been some time since I traveled there. I'm not as familiar with Korriban as I should be. We need to find out how to reach the waste. Master, we should reach Dresde for someone who is more familiar. Search Dresde with... Okay. Dresde? Okay. That's fine. I'm at your... Okay, cool. All right. We should search Dresde for someone who is more knowledgeable, which is the city that we're going to. We're going to be taking her, and I actually need to be taking Karth with me for his specific side quest, which will take place on this planet as well. Which is his son, of course. And it looks like they both have level ups to do. And of course, we can get a vibro sword from the remains of the man who died on the ground. All right, let's level them up. Doing auto levels up from 17 to 15 for Karth, and 16 to 17. Shadow. Much Karth, how on the other hand, is still wearing the battle armor. Yeah, he's fine.
Yes,
all right, let's go. Let us move on. I'm going the wrong way. Every time I enter Korriban, I head the wrong way towards Dresde, towards the Circa guards, and it's kind of funny. Let's talk to the Port Authority and see if they know anything. Can I help you? Can I ask you some questions? Tell me about Korriban. Well, this is Dresde, the only colony on the planet. Korriban is a Sith planet, well within their space, though it's not very well inhabited. Okay, never mind. Not going to help me. All right, so we're looking for someone who almost looks out of place. Someone who looks out of place that'll give me information.
Bastila, did you ever think about joining all the Jedi who were running off to follow Revan and Malak when they went to fight the Mandalorians?
That was nearly 5 years ago. I was still an apprentice. My battle meditation hadn't even manifested itself. Yet even then, I had the wisdom to obey the will of the Council. Unlike Revan.
I guess. Still, do you ever wonder if things could have been different? Would Revan and Malak still have been corrupted if the Council had supported them instead of dragging its feet?
Do not blame Revan's corruption on the Council. Your Republic saw only the threat of the Mandalorians. But the wisdom of the Masters saw beyond the immediate threat.
What did they see exactly?
There was something lurking out there. Something that devoured Revan and Malak, and many other Jedi. Had the Council sent us all into the unknown, how many more would have fallen?
So you're saying we should have done nothing? Just let the Mandalorians conquer us unopposed? I mean, the Republic was under attack, and the Order abandoned us.
We did not abandon you, but the Council were not about to throw lives away foolishly. In time, we would have aided you against the Mandalorians, but you couldn't wait. Revan and Malak offered a quicker answer, and the Republic chose to walk the easy path rather than the path of wisdom. Now we see the results all around us. You asked me if I think things could have been different. I know they could have. If Revan had only listened to the Council, millions of innocent people would still be alive.
Yeah, right. And every single one of them would have been speaking Mandalorian. I think we're done here. Let's just get back to the task at hand.
Okay, so funny story. You know Bastila is not here, but apparently because she is occupying Bastila's character slot, she still acts as whenever these small conversations come up, which is hilarious. Anyways, let's talk with Bree. Bree just offers merchandise as he did before. Bree is the sale person at the front desk here in Korriban, and we're continuing to look for anyone who might know any information. Again, what we're looking for is very specifically someone who is not here. Again, looks like there is no one here currently that I see that is out of place. Now, with that said, I see someone standing outside the, looks like we have two prospective Sith standing outside the cantina. Look inside the cantina. It looks like there's a fight between a man named Kobayashi and a Twi'lek. I'm pretty sure Kobayashi is the person we need to speak to, so let's speak to them. Kobayashi!
What's it to you if I am an Arcanian offshoot, Twi'lek? I don't see any sign saying we can't come in here.
Kipuna!
I don't like Arcanians, but you offshoots are even worse. You think you can waltz in here and take what you please. You're no Sith.
What do you know about Arcanian offshoots, Wormhead? I bet you've spent too many of your days making sandcastles on Ryloth to know anything about my people.
Master, Ryloth is a barren planet with an arid climate. It would be difficult, if not impossible, to collect the sufficient amount of water required to create sand sculptures in such an environment.
Switch your vocabulary off, Verbal. Insults don't need to make sense.
I'm
not going to say it again. If you don't pay what you owe, you out of here. In fact, what do you say I report you to the Sith and let them take care of you?
The Sith don't give a fried gizkit of what goes on outside their academy. And if they did, knocking you out clean and cold would probably get me a pat on the back.
Master, the Sith may not be interested in enforcing a policy within this colony, but Zerka is. If you are caught breaking that policy, it could damage your contract with them.
That's right, Arcanian. Listen to your droid. He must be the brains of this outfit. In fact, he ought to cover what you owe me, so give him here.
Hey, you leave Verbal out of this. I might have punched you right in the nose for that one.
And he does exactly that. Punch the Twi'lek
down
in the nose.
Down you go. And remember, it was an Arcanian offshoot that put you there. Waiter, get me another drink. All this action's giving me a terrible thirst.
Master, may I direct your attention to the Twi'lek lying unconscious on the floor before you? He was the waiter, and he was trying to collect your bill.
Well, I'm glad you're here to tell me these things.
Okay, all right. I figure this is going to go terribly. Let's talk to Kobayashi.
Yeah?
Okay, that was unnecessary. You could have settled your dispute without violence.
Living on the Outer Rim teaches you a few things. First and most important being how to look after yourself. Let's just say I learned that lesson the hard way.
Okay, what is your name, Arcanian?
Second lesson I learned is never to give your name to anyone who just walks up to you and asks for it. Come to think of it, I learned that lesson the hard way too.
I'm Kane. Pleased to meet you.
Well, that's real nice. Now, why don't you leave me alone before I decide to give us something in common and teach you those lessons the same way I learned them, the hard way.
Master, I know this man. His name is Kobayashi. I haven't seen him in some time. We should leave something before he notices.
Wait a minute. Sarah Dagana?
Kobayashi, it's been some time.
What are you doing here? I thought you were on the Orion.
I was, Kobayashi, but I am not.
When I left her, you enjoyed being a crew member. Hell, you enjoyed life. Why did you leave?
The Orion wasn't quite the same since the mutiny. First time since I moved on.
You haven't changed. You're still a bad liar. So, I suppose your friend here had something to do with it?
Trust me. even believe me if I told you.
I know enough to realize it's a Jedi secret your friend here is hiding.
Please, I would rather not discuss that now. You know where we are, and the Jedi are hardly welcome here.
Dark Jedi I found in the Corriban Wastes. The kind who come here searching for ancient Sith treasures, but only find death. I've seen plenty of them.
Right, you know of the Wastes?
Yeah, I know them. I've been on Corriban for a few weeks now. I was scheduled to meet a Rodian named Drix Kellowit, but he never showed up. I never got paid. So I hired myself out to Zirka, and I've been mapping out an uncharted region of this planet ever since, the Corriban Waste being the uncharted region.
Okay, how does one reach the Corriban Wastes?
Like I said, Corriban Wastes is strictly off-limits to anyone but Sith. Although, why you'd want to go there in the first place is beyond me.
Kobayashi, this is important. You must tell us how to reach the Wastes.
It's a wasteland, Sarah. There ain't nothing there but rocks, deserts, and danger. Trust me, I know.
We know it's a dangerous place. You need to get there.
When I go to the Wastes, I usually go through Zirka's mining facility. It's not exactly the best or easiest of routes, but it allows me to bypass the Sith. For the likes of us, it's the only route. But since the incident which happened here a few days ago, even that route is closed to us.
How could you cop up?
What incident?
The incident occurred on one of the levels within Zirka's mining facility. Whatever happened, it was bad enough to warrant the entire level be placed under total lockdown. Word around the cantina is the workforce stationed there at the time of the incident went completely crazy. They lost their minds, started attacking everyone in sight.
If through this quarantine level is the only way to reach the race, then we have to find a way to progress, regardless of the threat that it may pose to us.
Weren't you listening to me, Sarah? It isn't happening. The area is in complete lockdown. Not even Zirka's own employees can get through. Not without the correct authorization.
Okay. Don't worry. We can handle ourselves. How would one
under these circumstances, only the administrator of the mining facility could grant you the authorization that would allow you to access the quarantine level. Although I can't see how you'd even get a chance to speak with him, never mind get him to grant you access. I heard he wiped the schedule completely clean of any and all appointments to give himself more time to deal with the incident.
All right, is there a way we can meet with him then?
Unless you happen to be the delegation dispatched by Zirka HQ that is supposedly on the way to advise the administrator on how to deal with the incident, you ain't getting in.
Okay, I think we can do that.
I know that look, because the last time you gave it to me, we ended up locked away in a Gamorrean warlord's prison for a week without food and water. I'm not making that mistake again. I'm not helping you, Sarah. I have a contract with Zirka that I just can't afford to endanger.
Okay, your contract with them is safe. They won't learn of your disloyalty.
The delegation of Zirka advisors hasn't arrived yet. I suppose if you acted fast, you could assume their identities and meet with the administrator. But therein lies another problem. The identities of the advisors have to be confirmed through a biometric scan before they're allowed to enter the administrator's office.
Master, what of your hacking apparatus? With the correct modifications, it would be a simple task to gain access to Zirka's records and then replace the biometric data of the advisors with the biometric data of our associates.
All right. Your droid speaks the truth. That would work.
Mucho shaka paka.
It's definitely a viable option given the circumstance. Probably our only option.
Good plan or not, I haven't even said I'll help you yet. You know, that always was your problem. You always assumed you could manipulate me to do whatever you wanted regardless of the risk involved. But I got news for you. It still works. Damn it. I'll help you, for what it's worth. But I swear it won't happen again. I'm on to you.
We appreciate the help.
Give me some time to prepare. I need to configure the device to hack into Zirka's system, and then to attach a biometrics reader. I'll be on the main level of Zirka's mining facility. Go through the civilian quarters and meet me there when you're ready.
We'll meet you there. Don't be long.
I hope so. I don't want to waste my time on this thing for you not to show. The main level of...
All right, then. Main level of the facility. Let's go. Looks like the guard who was standing in front of the door is now gone. So we're hitting F4 to do a quick save and going into the civilian quarters. Which apparently we're only here because of the mod. So that's cool. All right, we see a guard and a droid, a deactivated protocol droid that we could repair if we wanted to. I actually think I will. We leave the droid alone. It is deactivated with no command. And it's doing a little dance. Let's open the apartments. Nope, can't open the apartments.
You can conduct business at our office if you wish.
Right. Door to the mining facilities there. We're doing a look around. This is very similar to the apartments on Zerka, on Terrace. So we're checking everything here. We are checking a leisure officer's office, and it says, "I'm sorry, I don't make the habit of hosting unscheduled appointments. Please use the standard channels to formally contact me. Thank you." And the door is, of course, locked. We're checking another apartment door. And it looks like there is someone battling an invisible thing in here. Devin?
Etta. Yeah, what do you want? Can't you see I'm trying to train
yes?
here?
No, actually, it looks like you're fighting invisible things. But okay, you keep doing what you gotta do, buddy. Let's take a look at the miner's lounge. I see a Zerka merchant. I see a bunch of Zerka miners. Talk to the Zerka merchant.
Shug-ji, Lord Char.
He says, "Greeting, humans. You don't look like a Zerka miner. What can I do for you? You wish to purchase Zerka stuff?" All right, so we're going to buy 5 life support stuff. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick up the Pazok cards because those are useful. When I do play Pazok, because for some reason, I actually like to play Pazok now. That's like the weirdest thing that has come out of the way that this game has set me up. It's really odd. I didn't expect me to like Pazok. But it just hit me weird, and I enjoy it. So, hey. We're entering the mining facility now. And let's continue going on. We're going to hit save. And looks like there's a Sith war droid here, but it's not a war droid. It's a security droid. And it says nothing. And there's a employee there. You are clearly not an employee of the corporation. What business do you have here? My business, I wave my hand and say, "My business is of no concern to you. You open the door for me without further delay." "Your business is no concern to me. I will open the door for you without further delay. Go on in." He opens the door for me. All right, we're looking around real quick, and what we're looking for is our boy. Found a Zerka employee. We're going to just kind of slip past him. Now, this room that we just entered is the same room that, some blaster turrets on the ground, Wookiees being locked up, Eraz, and a Zerka employee. I'm gonna creature distribution control panel. You know what? I will probably slice into this computer later to release these Wookiees. But we'll get there soon enough. But yeah, this is the same layout as the swoop droid or the swoop race, folks. So that's cool.
Please, I need to speak with you.
Brilok Lee wants to speak with us.
Thank you for speaking with me. I am in need of some assistance, and you look like the capable sort. I am Brilok Lee, one of the miners employed by Zerka to work in the catacombs around Dresh Day. Or at least, that's what I usually do around this time of day. But as I'm sure you're aware of, the incident has changed all that.
Alright, so what do you want from me?
When the incident occurred, the miners belonging to the day shift would have been in the catacombs working, whilst those who belonged to the night shift would have been either sleeping in their quarters or up here on the main level in the employee cantina. The miners who were lucky enough to avoid the incident were the ones who came up here to grab themselves an after-work drink. I was one of those lucky few.
All right. So, what do you want me for?
The powers that be have been silent on what has happened down in the residential level. They only keep repeating that the incident will soon be resolved, and we can look forward to resuming our shifts. But that's just nonsense. Zerka hasn't even sent anyone down to the residential level yet. choosing instead to completely quarantine it from the rest of the facility. Which means the administrator is either overreacting, or the incident is far more serious than they would lead us to believe. I'm sure you've heard the rumors that have been circling around the facility. They say the workforce down here has been driven insane, that they've started attacking each other for no reason.
Heard those rumors, yes?
Disturbing, aren't they? Especially for those, like myself, who are desperate for any news concerning the employees who were trapped down there. But with the lies that the powers keep feeding us, we won't know what has truly happened to them for a long time, if ever. Which is where I need you to come in. I want you to find out if there's any truth to these rumors, because we miners need to know what happened to our friends.
All right. I'll do this for you. I'll return when I found out the truth.
Thank you.
Cool. Let's go through a standard door, and we're looking around here. I'm just kind of exploring the facility right now and seeing if, seeing what comes up. This is also the same. This is actually the same layout as Transzosian prisoner. Direct your attention this way, human. This one is in need of your assistance. What do you want, Transzosian? As someone is pleased that the human listens. Zerka imprisoned the Transzosian shortly before you after falsely accusing him of murder of an employee. Are you innocent in the crime? This one is a bounty hunter, but a bounty hunter which only hunts the guilty. This one fears that because he's a Transzosian, the Zerka would rather lay blame on him. I assure you of my innocence. What do you want me to do? They want me to deactivate the force cage. Since you speak the truth, Transzosian, I shall release you. You know, let's open the panel. He's probably going to kill some more, but whatever. Fight the console. Release the prisoner. Release both prisoners. And he immediately begins to try to kill me. The Aqualish one begins to immediately try to kill me. Like, it literally took him 10 seconds to try to kill me. Not even. Alright, so he says, the Transocean says he's in our debt, but he must make an escape. Zerka came through here.
I'll teach him to kill one of my men in cold blood. That lizard has escaped. Droids! Droids! Put it down before it kills again!
Alright. I'm gonna defend the Transdosian. We're gonna hit with a force wave. Light side points gained. And, cool. Light side points gained, I think. This one is again in your debt. He has nothing to reward you in, but perhaps the knowledge that you have saved my life will be enough. Now I must get my escape away from Zerka, away from Dresde. Bye. Okay, go. I saved you. All right, I was trying to save Neon, but I can't figure out how to get him out of the thing here. So, you're Nain. I don't want to save you. Loading, log out. I cannot open your thing, sadly. I am sorry, buddy. I am sorry, I cannot open your doors! Hello, Zerka employees. Hi. I'm going to spike this console. Hope you're cool with that. Alright, Wookiees get to go to Kashyyyk. Let's take a look here. Let's take a look at the diagnostics thing. We're going to change the destination of the areas to Dantooine. Right. See here. No, we're good. I could also release them, but that would instantly cause a lot of problems, I think. And that would instantly also cause them all to be blasted, which would definitely be dark side points. But I think having them shipped to where they need to be shipped to or where their home planet is probably the best solution. at the moment. Now, we need to get into the administrative offices, but we can't just yet. So we have entered the bar area. What is the bar? And we're looking for... Move your body. Beat with the beats. There's a dancer, apparently. What's going on with the dancer? Someone is complaining about the dancing and that the dancing is bad, and he just knocked her on her ass? I'm sorry. Do you want to be punched in the face, man? Who are you? Looking for a dancer? This is Shadow. She'll be your dancer today. Don't worry, Shadow. You'll do fine. All right, let's have Shadow do it. Because why not? She is... Okay, this looks absolutely dumb. Mucha shak pangpa. Do do do, dancing terribly. What is this? Alright, eat. Alright, so let's go, and I'm gonna have... So we're supposed to have her put on this, Quilic dancer costume, which turns her persuade up by 10. Holy
what?
So the Twi'lek dancer costume is very, very, very skimpy. Just so we're all aware. Very skimpy. Very skimpy. Yeah. And now we're heading back into the quarters. And what we're waiting on is Karth to hurry his happy butt up. He literally just stopped. He was like, "Yeah, nah, I'm done. I don't wanna. If I can not."
Uh huh. Sure.
Okay, guys, can we all walk towards the Dresden civilian quarters? Thank you. That would be nice. All right, now we're gonna walk to the leisure office here, which is in the other direction I decided to go. Fun. We're gonna make sure we save it every now and again. We are in the mod area, so we got to be careful just in case it decides to crash and we save before the crash. But that's why literally every episode I save. I make a save before every episode. I also found Natco, so we'll deal with that here in a bit. All right, so he has an appointment. All right, we are ready. Blah, blah, blah. Don't let him down. Okay, going into the leisure office. Like, I don't like the costume. I don't like the way this looks. But basically, this is to get... he's trying to get his company into the circuit facility. So it's whatever. Let's see if this works. It's a Gamorrean and a regular Zerka thing. Twi'lek.
I hope your stay here at Dresden... You are correct in your assumption. Okay. We look forward to...
Thank you. It may take a moment. Let's say I've heard nothing but good things. Throngar is good at what Throngar is good at. But you have a problem? I'm Throngar, Circus Leisure Officer. You're here to dance, yes? Small human is assistant. Small human often gets mistaken for Throngar. Throngar is used to it. Assistant, take break. Throngar needs to do what Throngar does best without any distractions. You brought dancers to Throngar? Throngar? I like dancers. He likes dancers. Remind him when his clan folk used to club the Raxers ready for supper. So Shadow is going to be his dancer. Okay. And if the dancer doesn't have what Throngar is looking for, you fail. Okay, you can when the other one arrives, the big human. What? There's another party in negotiations for the contract? What? Throngar likes variety. He wants to see them all before he chooses the right one. And who is this? Look, the big human has arrived. Now, fun really begins for Throngar. It is actually a big human. He's tall.
Throngar, who are these imbeciles? They look like they belong in a Tarishan trash compactor.
Okay. What does a bounty hunter want with an entertainer contract?
with too many hunters, yet too few bounties. Bounty hunting isn't as financially rewarding as it used to be. So I've decided to pursue a more worthwhile profession. Entertainment.
You're carrying a weapon. You've got something planned, haven't you? What is it? You're planning to kill us all if you don't get the contract?
A man who doesn't protect himself here is a fool. And I am no fool. This is Korriban, a Sith planet. A wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Wait, isn't there a rule against using slave as staff nurse? Because that, look at that Cathar, he doesn't look too pleased to be here. Big human, small Twi'lek, you can shoot each other later. We have a contract to discuss. Throngar needs dancers in Circus Cantina. Dancers with Throngar hopes that you will provide.
Rundi hadonga kuhunga bi. Wana kunbes.
Well, we have two people competing for the same contract. How will you determine which one will provide the better service?
Throngar has a solution which has worked before. A dance-off.
Kipuna.
A what?
A what?
A dance-off? Wait. Okay. A dance-off, I meant to say, what? Throngar likes to watch both dancers throw their stuff, and Throngar will decide which one Throngar wants. I don't have all day. Begin. I have a bad feeling about this. Dance, 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 dance. They're dancing. They're dancing, and it's terrible, because it's like KOTOR, it's like really early 3D models. Dancing terribly. Throngar says both are good. Never seen talents like this before. Decision is harder than Throngar thought it would be. And, they're still dancing. You can't skip this, I don't think. I'm gonna do nothing. I don't care. I could use the force to, trip the Cathar dancer. But that's rude. Good, good. These dancers are the best Throngar's ever seen. But Throngar must make a decision. Throngar must choose who gets circuit contract. They're both, everyone's looking, waiting. Cathar woman is Cathar's favorite dancer. Big human Roosh gets the entertainment contract.
Wisely chosen, Throngar. Wisely chosen. I provide the most efficient and cost-effective means of providing entertainment for your cantina. It is the better deal by far.
This wasn't fair. This was my contract.
Life isn't fair, Twi'lek. Get used to it.
Throngar is pleased, but now you must excuse Throngar. Throngar has some important business that requires Thongar's attention. Okay? I don't like his name. His name is Throngar.
I've worked hard to acquire this contract. It will allow me to maintain financial stability until I can return to my profession as a bounty hunter.
Okay.
And I can't be having you in the picture any longer, can I? You and your company are still a threat that I simply cannot ignore. You must be dealt with.
Okay.
No, you're
going. You can't kill me. You can't do this.
What? You actually believe you can stop me? If I were you, I'd stand still. It'll all be over in a heartbeat.
Sorry. Please, human, help me.
This is between myself and the Twi'lek. You do not need to get involved.
I'm gonna help Natro, Natco, and fight Roosh. And we're gonna start with a stasis field. Actually start with a stasis field and then hit him with a bit of a Master Flurry. Oh shit, he's got good armor. And now he doesn't have any armor. And he fell. He fell down. Thanks, you really saved my neck there. Never trust a bounty hunter in what they always say, especially when the only thing that separates one from credits. I couldn't just let him kill you. I had to do something. I'd be a corpse for one for you. Take these credits. I can spare them. Especially now that I've got the circa contract. Almost forgot. What do we do with Wu's Kassar Dancer? You get the feeling they weren't exactly on equal standing, if you know what I mean. He can go free. He's already suffered enough at the hands of that bounty hunter. Yes, she's suffered enough. I'll take her with me and get her passage off this rock. Well, goodbye. Thanks for everything. So Cathar are like a cat, little cat-style people that have cat ears and a cat tail and cat body, and they're cat people, okay? Light side points gained, credit received, 1,000 credits. Check the remains of the body, and we got a few credits there. And we now need to re-equip our lovely lady friend with, like, all of her gear. So let's do that really fast. We're putting some 620 on her. Actually, yeah. For some reason, I want to say I set her up with a red and a yellow. Yeah, I set her up with a red and a yellow. That's what I set her up.
Uh-huh.
And no, I need to change her armor. Oh, Christ. Okay, hold on. Her armor needs to not be the Twi'lek Dancer armor. It probably needs to be her garments, which are a special garments that they look kind of the similar, what? But they're not. Okay.
What?
So, with that, I think we're done for the day this episode. We're still looking for our friend who is definitely somewhere. I don't recall exactly where Kobayashi said he was going to be, but we have a lot of stuff done. We've got done a lot of stuff during this episode. We've learned a lot about Shadow, and we have a lot of mission left to cover for this particular character. And I'm excited to continue on. If you liked what you heard today and want to hear more, please check me out. Check me out in the next episode here at the Mersian Chronicles. And if you liked what you heard and you want to talk about it, let me know somewhere on the internet. If you're listening on Spotify, you can even answer the Spotify question of what do you think about this episode. Let me know so I can listen to the feedback, because it's important. Feedback's awesome. Anyways, be awesome, stay safe, and I will catch you next time. Bye, y'all.